This is why I talked about it. So quote number 24 from Shamati 138 about fear that sometimes comes upon a person. When fear comes upon a person, one should know that there's none else besides him, and even witchcraft. And if one sees that fear overcomes him, he should say that there is no such thing as chance, but God has given him an opportunity from above, and he must contemplate and study the end to which one has been sent this fear. It appears that it is so that he will prevail and say there is none else besides him. But if after all that the fear has not departed him, one should take it as an example and say that one's servitude of the Creator should be in the same measure of the fear, meaning that the fear of God, which is a merit, should be in the same manner of fear that he now has. That is, that the body is impressed by his superficial fear, and exactly in the same way that the body...
Okay. So reading quote number 23 from Bala Sulam, Shamati 8, what is the difference between the shade of Kedusha and the shade of Sitra Achra? The shade of Klipa, shell, it's called, another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, sanctity, however it is called, under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palates. In other words, one says that all of the concealments and the afflictions one feels is because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one will have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. This means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time, one comes to realize, meaning he believes that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not then pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything one does, one says, certainly the Creator enjoys this work, so why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. Therefore, one has no abasement from this work, meaning a feeling that he is in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning, however the Creator wants one to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, one agrees wholeheartedly. This is so because one does not consider what can please him, but considers what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. This is called, under its shadow I delighted, meaning one covets such a state where one can make some overcoming above reason. Reading the passages about the greatness of the Creator, excerpt number 6 from Rabash, volume 2, article 15, what is, the righteous become apparent through the wicked in the work. The work of the general public is in order to receive reward, and the work of the individual is for the sake of the Creator, and that is their reward, if they can serve the King. That is, their whole pleasure, which gives them fuel so that they can work in order to bestow, is to feel that they are bringing contentment to the King and are praising and thanking the King for giving them the thought and desire to work for him, and not to receive any other reward for their work. They say that in order to receive reward, we do not need to feel the greatness of the king. Rather, we need to consider the greatness and importance of the reward we will receive if we keep the Torah and mitzvot. However, the Creator can stay for them at the same level of greatness and importance as He was for them at the beginning of their work. However, if their intention is to bring contentment to the Creator, then if they want to increase the work, they must increase the greatness of the Creator. Since to the extent of His greatness, to that extent, they can annul before Him and do everything they do only for the sake of the Creator. It is as the Zohar says about the verse, "Her husband is known at the gates," each according to what he assumes in his heart. Therefore, in order to have fuel for work, those who want to work for the sake of the Creator must try each day to exert to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator. Since the greatness of the Creator is what compels them to work for Him. And this is all the pleasure they derive from their work.